O-O-O, Sunday night, Mishnah Berurah, Tzadik Beis. We're really up to Sif Beis, but I want to go over a point of Sif Aleph. This is a very common area in Halacha. Maybe people don't know what to do, and it has a lot of twists and turns. And that is when you have an urge to either to urinate or to have a movement. So, like, exactly what are you supposed to do in davening? So, in Tzadik Beis Aleph, we learned that if you could hold yourself back a parsa, 72 minutes, really saying 72 minutes is a kula. Is a kula. Right? Because there's a tzad that a mil is really more than 18 minutes. So that means you have to hold yourself back, be able to hold yourself back for more. But for some reason, the Achrenim don't suggest, maybe because it's only drabonon. So they go with the 72. We go with the 72 amount, which treats a mil as being 18 minutes. Okay, now, so you're not supposed to be mispala l'chatchila, sif aleph taught us. Sif katan hey in the Mishnah Berurah, that l'chatchila you're not supposed to daven. So it's lomar afilu yochol atzma ba'atzma yosem biparsa, even if you can hold yourself back. But once you feel an urge, shetzorech l'nekovav. Now we're going to have today, maybe if we get up to it, there's like two stages really in this urge that we're talking about. There's you have a hergesh bi'alma, and then you actually have to go, and that gets you into a more serious shaila baltashaktsu when you. I'll call it when you mamash have to go, and you have to hold yourself back from going. Then it's a shaila of baltashaktsu, and the dinim might change. But now we're just talking about that you have a hergish that you still need more of an effort to go than to withhold it. Understand this is the way I understand it, at least. When it would come out and you need to, and your body's holding it back, that's a question of baltashaktsu. Here we're not talking about that stage. We're going to learn about that in the later sif. Here we're talking about that you have a hergish. It means that you still need, the effort would still come to expel it from the body. You don't have to have the effort to withhold it. The effort would still come to expel it, but you have a hergish that if you would go and expel, something would come out. It's there. So that's called a hergish. So that, you're not supposed to daven l'chatchila once you have that hergish. But there has to be a hergish. Sometimes you don't feel anything. But, you know, you go into the bathroom and you could urinate. The body still has some excess liquid in it or whatever, it's soulless, whatever it is. I don't think that's a problem. Then l'chatchila you could daven. Just with the knowledge that's called already yinake atzmo, yivdok atzmo maybe, I don't know, that's my suffix. The mechaber goes on to say l'chatchila lo yispalu l'atzmo yivdok atzmo t'chila yofer. That's like a l'chatchila shebet l'chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah assumes it means with a hergish. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying like this. Let's say, to go say that if you have no hergish, you should go make sure. You read the Mechaber, he says, Avo chatchila lo yispalel, av chayidvok atzmo tchila yofen. So if you would just read that, you would think it means, even if you have no hergish at all. But like, chatchila, before you daven, go into the bathroom and make sure that you have nothing to expel. People don't do that. I mean, people don't do that. I haven't seen. So the Mishnah Berurah really, in Sif Katan Hey, I feel is interpreting the Mechaber. But Tzon Olam Marfilu Yochol Atzmor, it means you have the Hergish. You have the Hergish. That's why So I know, the Lashon HaMechaber is really funny. I guess I'm asking a question on the Mishnah Berurah. The Lashon HaMechaber really does not stem with the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation. Lashon HaMechaber is, Avol HaTchila lo yispalel, Av sheyivduk atzmo tchila yofe. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he says quite clearly, Sufkotnei, it's talking about with a hergish. And it's called Yanaka atzmo, because you could hold yourself back, Yosemi Paris, for more than 72 minutes. But Kivin Shu Margish Ba'atzmuk Tzas, Shatzorach Linakovov, so that's called Achayivda Katzmut Chilu Yofa. Anyway, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah interprets, and that would be a limud zchus. I mean, we don't do this l'chatchila. I'm not aware people stop going to the bathroom to make sure. Now, many times, I would like to be in the Chadish even a bigger cooler. I think it's not uncommon that you feel no hergish, but you're fully aware, just based on how much you've drunk and what time it is, that if you would go into the bathroom, you could expel from your body. It's a urine, certainly. You know, you drank already two cups of coffee. You could, but you have no hergish. So I would say that's what the Mechaber is talking about. That if you know that you could expel from your body psoles, so that's the lechatchila lo yispalel, lechatchila v'tchila yofa, that there's nothing to expel. But even that's only with the knowledge that you could expel. Mishnah Berurah is a further dargo, that there's already a hergish. I would say the Mechaber means if you have the knowledge. You have the knowledge that there's a good chance you could expel. Another way of interpreting the Mechaber is that you have reason to suspect that during davening you're going to have a hergish. Right now you have no hergish. The din is once you start and you have no hergish, even if you then cannot hold yourself back, kedei parsa, you're allowed to continue what you're in the middle of, right? And then we sort of categorize the davening. Okay, there's still the end of Yishtavach, then there's Bechas Kriya Shema, like we have that whole thing, just like you had by 10 people and one walked out, you could finish the Inyan. So here also those same categorizations are used. If you develop a hergish, even if it's that you can't hold yourself back for 72 minutes, you're allowed to finish what you're in the middle of, if you started totally beheter, when there was no hergish at all, no hergosh at all. So I would say, if you know, at the very least I would say the Mechaber means, if you have reason to suspect that you'll feel a hergish in the middle of davening. So that's what the Mechaber means, that you should go be voidik tchila yofa. But the Mishnah Berurah did not learn like that. Mishnah Berurah, I feel, very sure in the words of the Mechaber, and it's a kula. He says, the Mechaber only means if you have a hergish, so even if you can hold yourself back 72 minutes, you have to go before davening. You should not start davening. You could hold yourself back 72 minutes, but you're not supposed to daven, and that's going to mess up your tefillah b'tzibur. Still, nevertheless, miss tefillah b'tzibur. If you're going to miss Mantfila, then the Mogan Avraham and the other Achrayim agree that even if he has a hergish, but he feels he can hold himself back for 72 minutes. Then you should daven lechatchila. Lechatchila meaning if you're going to miss Zman Kriyash, if you're going to miss Zman Tfila, you should daven. Okay. Now, in Sifkot and Zion, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? He says, Afilu mani misavik kol kach sheibim. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says if you're nitzach l'nekava, means you can't hold yourself back for 72 minutes, so you're not allowed to learn either. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, So again, the gather of Kol Kach, when do you cross the line into Baltashaktsu? I hold that the very precise way of defining it. When you have to work at holding it back, not work at expelling it. So at that point you would be able to shaktsu. So that means it's only meant to come out and you have to hold it back. But kivichen yocholamad atzmat parso, okay. Uba parso, this is what I wanted to see now. Uba parso, if you could hold yourself back for a parso, mutra afilu bekriyashma. You can daven lechatchila kriyashma. That's what he's saying. In other words, that we had, that if you have a hergish, you're not supposed to daven lechatchila, even if you could hold yourself back for 72 minutes, that's really talking about tefillah. We're learning tefillah now, let's talk about Shmonei Esrei. What about for any bracha? Very negeya, you want to eat something. You feel a hergish, for ketanim. You could hold yourself back for 72 minutes. It's a real pain in the neck to go to the bathroom now. You want to eat. You're not holding by Baal Teshaktsu. You just, again, you don't have to hold it back. You have the hergish, that's all. You would have to eject it. You wouldn't have to hold it back. But, and you could wait 72 minutes. So there's a shayla here in the Mishnah. Can you make a bracha? Bracha and learn. Can you learn? Shema bracha. The point is not Shmoneh Esrei. It's very, very negated. That's why I'm speaking it out. I'm renegating. So the Mishnah Berurah brings out a machlokes. He says muter shari tshuva machmir b'zeh, and that's all he says. Stop. He's not machriya. He's not machriya. So, if you want to be makel, I would say for the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma. If you really wanted to squeeze into, like, Mishnah Berurah, I know to the hakel. It's very clear from the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, he's no to the hakel. Harei tshuva machmir b'zeh. Okay. Then he says, v'imu malamei Torah, the rabbin, someone's giving a shir, o doresh, or a drosho, v'emtsa mitzarech l'mekavov, afilu gedolim, mutu lelisho satsmo. Now, there's a couple chidushim here. I mean, first of all, I don't know when you're saying a drasha and you're learning Torah, giving a shir, there's no such thing like you're b'emtza inyan, you can finish the inyan already. There's no official inyan. Just because it's a dafyomi shir, so it's not like you have no right to say, okay, like, I'll finish the daf, I'm b'emtza inyan. Anybody with me? If that's not the Indian, I'm saying that. He's saying a different Chiddush. I want to make the point that here there's no heter of finishing the Indian. When you're giving a drasha, you're teaching Torah, there's no Indian. So really, when you feel the urge, when you feel a hargosha, you have to stop right away. And lechatchila you have to stop, even if you could hold yourself back 72 minutes. And it's also if you can't hold yourself back 72 minutes. But there's nothing that, well, I started when I didn't have a hargosha, and now I have a hargosha, so I. There's no such thing. It's not dafyomi, it's not an Indian. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter. Then he says it's mutter, even if you have a baltashaktsu. Tremendous chiddush. Baltashaktsu again means. Means I'm being magdir about the shaktsu when you actually have to hold yourself back, and you don't have to eject, or at least the koach of passing from the body is stronger than the koach of withholding it, and you have to work at withholding. So that's about the shaktsu. And the shaila neachronim about the shaktsu is the arise of Rabbanon. So Mishnah Berurah here obviously says it's the Rabbanon. And therefore, when they covered Abrius Nitchem, it's highly embarrassing. We had that by the Shliach Tzibur, he said the same thing.
It doesn't matter if he's giving a shir or he's giving a lecture.
That's true. You're right. The Mishnah Berurah starts off making you think that it has to do with Talmud Torah the Rabbi, but he's really just talking about the embarrassment. So you're right. What? That's what we had in the Bir Halacha said. We had that in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of the sermon. Bir Halacha said, when Shliach Tzibri said, for sure, if he could hold himself back in 72 minutes, he can violate the Lechatchila because of the Kovod Abrios. Then he said, but if you can't hold yourself back 72 minutes, it'll be Tfiloso Toeva, probably. But then at the end, he makes a shoot, and he says, maybe Rabbonim Warren Glazer, Mokum Kovod Abrios. So even though it would be Tfiloso Toeva, even with the other, but maybe the whole thing, they uprooted. And he's not poshut the shaila. He leaves it as a suffix. That's what got me that. Then he says, "If this dami loy came like kori b'sefer Torah k'shalol l'bima, talking about the balkor." He goes there. Pshita the mutal loy liquor l'sham, but the evid kriyosu kriya. Yeah, and even if he can't hold himself back 72 minutes, Kriyos of Kriya has nothing to do with it. Why Tfilah Yat Tfilos of Tueva here? So certainly he could ignore it because of Kovod Abrios. You want to know the Bracha? So again, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Natiya, even if you, there's no Lechatchila. Lechatchila you can make the Bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to do. If you can't hold yourself back 72 minutes, then you cannot make the bracha. Right? But Mishum Kovod Abrios, he's noted that it's okay, even if you've reached the level of Bal Teshatzu already, which is a further. Okay. So again, I mean, if very common shilos, like you said, every time you're in a car. You could hold yourself back for 72 minutes. Could you make a bracha? So what are we saying? If a person is afraid, if he has reason to believe that he will feel the hargosha, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything. It's mashma. He would be Mekel. I'm suggesting that's what the Mechab is talking about. That you anticipate that you'll feel the Hergish in the middle of davening. So you bechuyu to be Boydek Atzma Yofa beforehand. But certainly you can make a bracha. Well, it's not Negeya, I guess. You make the bracha. Maybe benching is Negeya. What? There's a machmir. He's machmir. Someone's a machmir. Mishnah Berurah's noted that yes, you could. Again, you could l'chatchila say kriya shema, make brachas if you feel a hergish, but you could hold yourself back 72 minutes. Even what?
Even though
you should get a No, if you can't hold yourself back 72 minutes, it's also to say Kriya Shema. Oh! Yes, if the question is not Kriya Shema, yeah. No, then you can do it. I don't know if you can do it then if you can't hold yourself back 72 minutes.
What's the wise cover of Kriya Shema?
The reason is because Kovod Abrios is Kovod Abrios, and there's a klal. Gadol Abrios is doiche of the Rabbana. But the Oraisa, we look at it the other way. If you're not allowed to, so you're called an onus. So you're an onus. You couldn't say it. You're not allowed to. Many times we say Chazal say you can't do a mitzvah. Right? So here's would be one of those times. So again, it's a the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we do wave aside the lechatchila, the Magen Avraham paskins, we do wave aside the lechatchila. If you could hold yourself back 72 minutes, we wave aside that lechatchila you should not say Kriya Shema if you're going to miss Kriya Shema. But we don't waive the side if you can't. So now you just called an onus. Kavod Abrios is something, a special het there that Chazal allowed. You know, it can be misapplied also. You can say, well, you know, what's so embarrassing? He has to go to the bathroom. Like, he's not paro. He's not making believe he never goes to the bathroom. But I guess we recognize that it's embarrassing. That's all. It's embarrassing. The guy's not for the yombo. You know, everybody wants him to start chazar the shots, and he like walks into the bathroom, and there's a line there. Again, you can say what's embarrassing. A more modern way of thinking would say what's embarrassing. Everybody does it. Either have a paro's taken to task for making believe he didn't. Teretz is no teretz, no kasha. There are situations that are, there's an inyan of kavod abrios. That's the whole thing with tznius, right? That's the whole thing with the way you dress, with doing things in public. That's the best marshal is going to the bathroom. All these people that do things in public and say what's wrong, everybody knows it. So when you ask them if they would defecate in public, then they say, well, you know, then they chop what you're talking about. Then not everything that you do privately deserves to be done publicly. It's not mukhra. Okay. We'll stop there.